Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my too-good-to-come-to-Boston-Comic-Con friend Frank. How are you today, sir?
I'm good. Too good for you.
Too good for
too
me.
Too good for you.
I understand. Word of the warning, we're going to be, or our audio is going to be a little bit different today. Than
starting when? When will it be different?
Right, starting when I was speaking earlier.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Okay.
Okay, good. It's going to be different after the Thought Bubble Audio. And then it's going to be the intro, and then I'm going to start talking, and that's when it's going to be a weirder audio.
So already.
Because we're using a different microphone, because we have not one, but two guests with us this evening.
Hey.
And we're in a kind of an open space here, and so it's very nice open space. So let's bring up this open space that it is. Damon, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are very, very welcome. Word of the warning, my, not word of the warning, necessarily. That's not what I meant to say.
Warning to the wise.
Warning. I had a few compliments on your Lion King episode.
Oh, yes.
A few people.
Thank you.
They quite enjoyed, things that you said. And.
Yes, that's the next one.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we talked about Robin Hood for half of the Lion King episode.
It was good. And joining us for the first time, long-time listener, long-time friend, Daniel Schwartz. How are you today, sir?
I'm well, sir. How are you? Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for coming on. All right, well.
We finally convened our group around a microphone.
Together.
Together. Yeah,
we are here.
Gathered together from the far reaches of the universe.
Slash Eastern Massachusetts.
Slash, also that. Okay. Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum. I have a song that you, in my head, when you said that, but I won't sing it. It's fine.
Okay.
Another time.
All right.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
I am here to regale you with my adventures of Boston Comic Con.
Ah, Boston Comic Con.
After you tell me each what you're drinking. Reach for it.
Reach for it.
I am drinking a lovely, refreshing Sam Adams Light.
Excellent.
Excellent.
I am drinking Founders All Day IPA.
Excellent.
That's a good one. I like that one
Delicious.
A lot. I've gone back to the Harpoon Sweet Spot.
Excellent. The Golden Ale. I'm actually joining you in
yes.
that.
Indeed.
I've never had it before. It's excellent.
Is
I really
it?
Like it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it's that good. That's how good it is.
Is that great? All right. So, Boston Comic Con.
Yeah.
We've all been before.
Yes.
We
all went together
Frank,
last
did you
year.
Come with us last
yes.
year?
Yes. Okay, I came with you guys last year. And that was, remember we did an episode last year where we talked about like our Comic-Con tips.
Yes,
right? And we
that's
said like,
right.
you know, mm-hmm. drink plenty of water, bring Purell, don't add.
So much Purell.
So much Purell.
I followed.
But don't drink the Purell.
I followed the tip with the water.
Yeah.
I did not bring Purell.
All right.
But that's okay.
That's
there
right. You already had a summer cold this summer. You're fine.
Yes, I did. I'm fine. I'm covered. I'm still healthy. And I was there 2 days this year, actually.
Mm.
Because I have a friend who is a proprietor of a lovely comic book store.
That's right.
And I was actually entered into a raffle with all the stores, and I ended up winning a free ticket. So I went on Friday because most people don't go on Friday; they don't want to take the time off. But I had Friday off, so why not? I want to go in.
Got
to
go.
It was packed.
Really
rule,
on a Friday?
Like, on a Friday, I had to wait in the line around the building.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, and by wait, I mean I like had to walk around the building and then like close to the door. I had to kind of shuffle in, but you know, it wasn't that bad.
Tough.
Yeah, tough life. I know.
Yeah, you might as well have been working at that point.
Jeez.
Right.
I know. Going for free. I know it's tough gigs. So I go in and there are a lot of people there that I was kind of dead set on meeting. but most of the celebrity guests and everything like weren't going to be there for except for Saturday and Sunday. Mm. So it's kind of missing out. The only person I wanted to meet who was a celebrity guest who was there on Friday was John Barrowman, who is Malcolm Merlyn on Arrow, or all the CW shows, technically, I guess. And he
That's
was
true, yeah.
Captain Jack in Doctor Who.
Yes, he was.
Torchwood.
Captain Jack Harkness, yes, and yes. Torchwood, you're right.
Good. Okay, so I walked in and I stood in line for him immediately. And he's just there in like board shorts and a t-shirt. Classic John Barrowman. Yeah. So I get up to the line and I have my pop vinyls signed, you know, the big heads, whatever, because I think of them almost like baseballs where you can get as many signatures on one head as you can. If you can fit them all, then go for it.
Nerd baseballs.
Baseball stuff.
Baseball stuff.
Yeah.
Bobby Nomo.
Right.
So good.
So I had him. So I got up the line and I had him sign his little head, but his hair is kind of wavy, so the signature's kind of it's okay,
oh,
it's not
it,
great.
Yeah,
but he
kind of
like initialed his feet at the bottom. He was like Malcolm Merlyn.
That's cool.
MM. He was really nice, and I asked him how it was filming The Producers, what it was like doing Springtime for Hitler, actually. And he was like, it was a lot of fun, you know. But he moves through his people quick.
Does
like,
he?
He's
yeah.
used to cons. It was not do you have any questions? Let me talk to you for a couple of minutes. He's more like, here's the signature, really nice to meet you. Here's your picture, whatever. Next.
Yeah.
Make that money.
Gotta
right,
make that
exactly.
money.
Exactly. But his line was pretty full consistently all through the con because
he's got two
major fandoms on
right.
his belt. And so it's a different experience.
Right.
And then I started walking around, just checking out kind of whatever. And Frank Miller was actually going to be there that day. Frank Miller of Sin City, 300, Dark Knight Returns, Dark Knight Strikes Again, DK3.
Right.
Running out of stuff. The Spirit movie, you know, which we don't. Not a good movie. Don't see it.
Don't see it.
Yeah.
Nope.
But my friend who was working, it was like I think it was like $150 or something, or like $200 to just meet Frank Miller,
really?
Not Jeez. To even sign, just to meet him.
Nope.
And I was like, no, it's not worth the money. I'll see him from afar. It's great.
Yep.
No problem. But I found my friend, and he was saying that there's actually going to be like a free signing.
What?
From Frank
at
Miller.
At his store?
And no. At Frank Miller's booth, he's going to come out, and if you're in that line and you make the cut, he'll sign for free even though you didn't do the thing. And so that line, he was signing from 4 to 6, and it was all the people who paid got to go first. All that stuff, and if you didn't, you could potentially still get in.
Oh.
And I figured, well, I don't really have like tons of other people that I'm like jonesing to see. Cause I always look at the list of people who are going to be there, creators, artists, writers, actors, whatever. But it's not until I get there that I go, oh, you're super important. And I should have brought something for you. So
always.
And you know, you're going for 2 days. So
I'll get to that.
Okay.
I didn't know that at this point.
You didn't know going
it
in.
It was just Friday.
So and you Frank, thought Friday was it for you?
Yeah, I thought Friday was it. Yeah. And Friday was, Frank Miller was only going to be there on Friday.
Oh.
So I actually kind of oddly lucked out for that.
Gotcha.
So I ended up standing in the line. Anyway, I had my Batman pop with me that Kevin Conroy had signed last time we were in Rhode Island Con. And so I said, I'll get more signatures on this. This seems like a good use of it. So I stood in the line and I got in, which is awesome. And so I went up and Frank Miller, he was extremely friendly man. He was like all smiles and he's ill. I don't know if anybody knew that. He's not doing well, but he looked good. He didn't look great, but he looked good. And so everyone's coming up with, you know, like Dark Knight Returns and 300 and Sin City and Daredevil and all of these things that he had done, and I come up with my little Batman pop. And
you must be confused.
Yeah, right. And so I said, would you...
Is it at least a Dark Knight Batman pop? Or?
No, it's just a regular Batman pop. Those haven't been released yet.
Okay.
So I said, could you sign his head? Which always gets a good chuckle out of some people. And And he's like big grin, like, yeah, I'll sign this, yeah. And Brian Azzarello is standing behind him of, 100 Bullets.
Yep.
You know, he wrote the adaptation of The Killing Joke.
Yep.
You know, he did a bunch of other Batman stuff, Wonder Woman. And I said, Mr. Azzarello, if you wouldn't mind, I'd love to have you sign this too. And he looks at me, pauses for a second, goes, sure, I'll sign your dolly.
Classic Brian.
Actually, I've met him a few times before, and he's usually like a curmudgeon.
Is he really?
Yeah, kind of. And he was really, really friendly this time. Like, a lot of smiles. Thank you very much. All these
That's
things.
Awesome.
So I told so Frank Miller signed the back, big like back of the head, Frank Miller, and Brian Azzarello sound one of the sides, you know, and I said that, you know, I really liked your adaptation of Killing Joke. You know, I personally really liked it. And he paused and went, thank you. That means a lot. Thanks very much. And I was like, made his little day with it. Yeah, making good decisions.
Isn't even your line.
I know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. People were signing for him, too. After a couple signatures, he kind of, like, stopped and stood up. And he's like, I'm done. Whatever. So it was nice. And I was walking. So then I started walking around and to see who else was really there. Francesco Francavilla was there. Francesco Francavilla did a run with Scott Snyder on Batman. When Dick Grayson was Batman still. And I had him sign the other side of the head. And so now it's Kevin Conroy on the top and Frank Miller on the back, Brian Azzarello on one side. Brian Azzarello on one side and Francesco Francavilla on the other side.
Nice.
Which is cool. And so I put that away and I come across Marv Wolfman, who is the Marv Wolfman wrote Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yep.
He's the one who killed Barry Allen 20 some odd years ago.
30 years ago this year, actually.
There you go. He launched the Teen Titans in the form that you really know it today and appreciate it. He created Nightwing. You know, didn't create Robin, created Nightwing, created Deathstroke. He's a big deal. And so I have Teen Titans 1 and 2 from him at home. Did I bring them? Of course not. No, why would I? But I had a Nightwing pop with me because Tim Seeley was there, who was writing Nightwing right now. And he was writing Grayson before. So I had him sign. And I had Marv Wolfman sign the Grayson pop, which was cool. The Nightwing pop. And so, trying to think. Stephen Amell's cousin was also there. And his line was not big,
really?
Like, at all.
I'm surprised.
Because he's been in a bunch of stuff, right? It's not just
Firestorm. What else has he been in other than...
The new X-Files... came back with, and he's been in all their stuff that I can't remember now. I don't remember.
He looks like the type that would, but.
That was probably his, like, breakout.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm going to use my look up.
So I met him. He was really nice. His wife was there, too. And it was weird because I had seen on Instagram, like, flying out and, you know, like then, you know, a couple hours later, I'm like, there he is.
Yeah, he flew out.
He flew out. He was right. He made it from wherever he was to here. And so he was really nice. So I had a Firestorm pop. So I had him sign that.
Did you bring that specifically for him to sign?
Yes, I did. Okay. Yeah. Cause I remembered that he was going to be there. I'm trying to think of, and I think that was pretty much it. For creators and stuff on Friday, except for something I got, Frank.
Oh.
Which is now you can hear the bag.
Ah.
Here you go. You can open it here.
Do you guys know what this is?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. Sorry for the noise.
Happy birthday.
Here we go. This is the unveiling. Ooh.
That is
This is a Supergirl pop.
Signed by Kat Stagg.
Stop. Really?
Yeah.
That's so freaking cool.
Yep.
Thank you, buddy.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
That is freaking cool.
Yeah. She was not an overly friendly person.
Well.
Yeah.
All right.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I see the signature. It's like
although scribble. she wasn't. Like, so she signed that, and it was very nice of her to do that. And because they don't get paid pretty much when.
No.
Marv Wolfman had a good system, actually, where if you bring one thing, it's free. Anything after that, it's another $5 after
that's
reasonable.
That's
very reasonable.
That's very reasonable.
Considering that, like, you know, like Frank Miller, it was like a $200, $300 thing, right, or whatever.
$5 to get $2 or $3
sign. $50 for John Barrowman or whatever. Yeah. You know, like, that's very reasonable.
Especially because,
so,
I'm sure, like, we've been in lines before, yeah, where, sure, like, someone comes with a short box. I'm like, hey, can you sign every issue of your run?
Yeah.
On, yes, you know, so, Daredevil or whatever, it's like, so come annoying. On, dude, you're just gonna put those on eBay, like,
yeah, with
like a rolling, like, yeah, like rolling suitcases, yeah, full of, mm-hmm, books. Come on,
yeah.
Well, this is really cool, though. Thank you for getting me this.
You're
this,
very, very,
that's really
welcome.
Awesome. I want to have Sterling Gates sign it one day.
Well, actually, I said to her, so when she was signing it, and I said, I've had to interview Sterling, not had to, but it was
tough work, but someone's got to do it.
Yeah, you know, but
twice.
It was a better way to say it, mm, than like, I do a podcast, mm, on Supergirl, and
do you want to be on it?
I'm friends with Sterling, but not really friends. So, no, I said I've had to interview Sterling Gates a few times. He's a lovely man. He speaks very highly of you. And that's when she kind of was like, oh, he's so nice. He's a great guy. And at that moment, I was like, damn it, Frank, why don't we have business cards?
I know.
It's like we've been caught in this jam before. And
we
should really do that.
We can work that out.
It's not difficult.
It's really not.
No, we could print them ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I guess we'll just have to go to more cons and use them then.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
now.
Well.
Shame.
Expense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there were, I'm trying to think, I think that was pretty much it for, apart from like me walking around and whatever else, but it was actually one of the first cons that I'm like, I didn't spend that much money. I had a good time. Didn't really see anything that I was like, oh, I gotta like get this thing. I'm never,
sure.
You know, excuse me. So, it was really, really good. So I go out to dinner. I go out to dinner afterwards, the con's over, with my friend and the two people he was working with, because it's like a, it's not a franchise because it's all one owner, but
they have a few locations.
There are a few locations, yeah. And so it's New England Comics, you know, if you're in the area, New England Comics is great. So I was out to dinner with them and they said, do you want to come help us break down and pack up on Sunday? We can get you in for free on Sunday.
Oh.
And I was like, oh yeah, sure. I'll go back there. Like, cause there were people on Sunday that I really wanted to meet. And so I ended up going back.
Sweet.
I worked in the morning and then it was a great deal. My friend met me outside. He gave me a little wristband and walked right in.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, it was actually really cool to see the con broken down afterwards.
Yeah.
Like how like boom, take it all down, how empty the space is and how big it really is.
Oh,
when
yeah.
There.
Huge.
What it's like behind the curtains when the celebrities, it's just the loading docks.
Okay.
Like it's just a bunch of doors to like go out to drive cars in so people can load up.
Gotcha.
It's crazy. Yeah. It was really cool. So I walk in and people, I brought more, I was prepared this time. So like I went home and I was like, okay, who do I know? Who did I like meet today that I want to go back and have them sign or pops I didn't get or anything like that?
You were that guy with the suitcase.
No, because I like the pops because it's like a baseball. So I like it more.
Nerd baseball.
Yeah, it's a nerd baseball. So, or a dolly if you're Brian Azzarello. Yeah. Yeah.
Nerd dolly.
Yeah. I'll sign your
nerd dolly.
Yeah. So I go in and I pretty much immediately get in line. There is no line, which was actually sad but nice because I didn't have to really wait. But
that has its perks.
Sierra Renee, who played Hawkgirl
on
Legends of Tomorrow. Right. But she's not on the show anymore, so I think that's why the line was. They kind of producer said that like we finished her story and they're off doing something else. But which is a bummer because she was actually one of my favorites on the show.
Yeah,
And she was she played Esmeralda in the Hunchback launch on when they tried to get it to go on Broadway recently, mm-hmm, about a year ago. She played Esmeralda in Jersey, and it didn't get picked up to go to Broadway, but they did release a recording. So you can listen to the whole thing, and she's awesome. Like she's a gorgeous voice, and there was no line. So, and of course, there's no hot girl pop because why would there be? You know,
there should be.
There should be. Yeah, right. There's actually a Hawkman one coming out, but he wasn't on the regular.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. So I got a photo with her and a signed photo, whatever. And so I said, you know, like because I. Frank and I have talked about this. We like to say some. We like to, you know, like, I've seen you in this. That's not the thing that we're really here
yeah.
for. Like, I like you beyond this thing. That
right. It's always good whenever you're meeting anybody famous or semi-famous or whatever. Like, if you know something kind of obscure that they've done, like, sure, they've heard a million times, like, oh, I love you as Hawk Girl. Like, she's heard that a million times. But if you go up to her and you're like, hey, I really like your Esmeralda.
Yeah,
she's going to be like, how did you even, yeah. that, what?
Yeah.
How did you even hear about
which
that?
Which is pretty much the reaction. And I said, like, she was signing my name, and I said, you're great on the show, but I also, like, I really enjoyed your Esmeralda in Notre Dame. And she was like, oh my God, thank you so much.
Yeah.
So nice of you. And then I got an XO.
There you go. There you go.
Thing. I
got, so I guess
she loves you.
So she hugs and kisses me.
Sierra, for the
same. Hey, she's only in New York. Like, that's, dreams are real. No. but she, all seriousness, she was quite lovely.
Nice.
And then, immediately, there was no line for Danielle Panabaker, who plays Caitlin Snow and Killer Frost on Flash. So I text my friend, and I'm like, "Yo, there's no line. You wanted to meet her, so let's go." So we just popped in that line. She was lovely, like also very, very lovely. But I've never seen her in anything else, actually,
right.
So it was hard.
I saw her in Sky High.
Oh, she was the daughter. That's right.
She was the daughter.
Oh, yeah. Kurt Russell.
That's it. That's all I got.
Guys missing out.
Sorry. Be like, is Kurt Russell a nice guy?
Yeah.
How about Mary? That's what you said. And she's going to go, yeah, he's Kurt Russell. Yeah, obviously.
He's awesome.
So she was very lovely. And then I stood in line for a little while for Katie Lotz, who played Canary on Arrow and then White Canary on Legends. She was great. She was... she brought her dog with her, which was pretty cool. Because she was telling me that she like left set, like went to the airport and immediately went to the airport.
Oh,
it was
wow.
like filmed all day, went or all night or whatever, went to the airport, flew here.
Damn.
So she was pretty tired. But she signed the Black Canary or just
nice.
I think she was just the Canary, so I had her sign So I had to sign that. But again, it was wavy hair. So it's like it's a signature, but it's like,
it's hard
to discern. But she was lovely. What struck me about all of them is, you know, that there's like the joke that like the camera adds 10 pounds or anything like that. But
sure.
It really does. Because when you see these people in person, they're like, they almost look unhealthily skinny. You know what I mean? They're like, they're really, really small people. Like, Danielle Panabaker was like, you could like crush her like with a hand. She was, and she's tall, but you could crush her.
Yeah.
But that all those women were quite lovely people. And then so I was prepared for Marv Wolfman this time. So I went back. So I went back to his table and I got Titans 1 and 2 signed
because nice.
That's first round of Titans with Dick Grayson and, you know, Firestar and,
Starfire.
Yeah. Firestar is the Marvel Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends character.
I played Risk and Teasing with Firestorm.
Strike. Yeah. Who? Yeah, Strike.
Strike that. Reverse it.
So Titans 2 is the first appearance of Deathstroke. Which is cool. Yeah. And I also brought my Deathstroke pop for him to sign because I have him signed for Manu Bennett
right.
played him on Arrow.
That's right, I remember that. Yeah.
So I had him sign that. And he was actually I said, I like your system. I met you on Friday, it was really nice, and halfway through sign, he's like, wait, I met you on Friday? Okay, so this one's not free. You owe me 15. And I was like, far be it from me to cheat you money. I was gonna pay it to you anyway. Don't worry about it. But like I make my living, kid. You know,
I respect him for that.
Yeah, exactly. And let me think. And so I'm just wondering because I'd seen all of it pretty much already. And so I talked to a few other writers and creators and whatever else, some big, some small, but didn't have anything for them to sign or anything. But I did towards the end of the night walk across Mark Waid's table. Of Kingdom Come and Archie, Superman Birthright.
Is he the one that charges $50 to talk to him?
No, actually.
Neil Adams.
Oh, that's Neil Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah, charges a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can get it. Yeah. So I talked to, so I just went up to him and I said, you know, I really like, I love Archie. It's so good. Like, it's so good. And he was really gracious. Thank you so much. You know, blah, blah, blah. He was a nice guy. So then I got in line to meet, oh God.
Ben.
Yeah, Ben McKenzie. Thank you. I was going to really, I was going to do his real name. So I got in line to meet Ben McKenzie, plays Gordon, Jim Gordon on Gotham, and he played Batman in Batman Year One. I had a Jim Gordon pop. What did I do with it? Left it at home.
Mm.
What did I have with me? My Batman. Pop. Yeah. So,
because you literally never leave home without it.
I don't know.
It's like without a Batman pop in your pocket, you're happy to see me.
I really need to like hodgepodge his head so the signatures don't go away.
Yeah, really. Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah. And so I. But before that, I got Jay Lee to sign the, who did the, yes, you know, the Gunslinger books. Yeah, the Dark Tower books. Yeah.
Did he not also do the Nightwing picture you gave me?
I don't remember giving you a Nightwing picture. So, sure.
Good talk.
Yeah. Sure thing.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I stood in line for Ben McKenzie. And he was, don't go get it. It's fine. Yeah. yeah, it's fine. I don't disappear when the microphone's off. I can,
yes,
we
he
can
does.
Go see it.
Yes, he does.
Tim
is a figment of our podcast audience.
I'm dominating this conversation. So I don't, it's a weird combined consciousness you guys have. So
that's us.
Yeah. So, so I stood in line for Ben McKenzie and I got up there.
How bad was the line?
Not that bad.
He was like
really
headliner.
He was there. I mean, it was Sunday, so he was already there on Saturday.
Oh,
And so it wasn't terrible. But I kind of waited before he got there because I had time to kill, so I might as well just wait in the line.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I got up to him and I said, "Could you sign this head?" And he said, and he looks at me and goes, "Who else is on this?" because he was the one that like he spent a couple minutes talking to everybody.
Okay.
Really nice. A lot of like big smiles, like pretty much the exact opposite of Gordon on Gotham. Like, yeah.
Well, isn't he married? Is he married to Miranda Baccarin?
He's not married to her, but they have a child together.
Yeah.
And they are together.
Yeah. I'd be smiling a lot too. Is all
yeah.
I'm
yeah. So he said, "Who else is on this?" And I said, "Well, that's Kevin Conroy and Jay Lee and Brian Razzarello and Francesco Francavilla and Frank Miller." And he looks at me and goes, "Are you sure you want me to say this?" And I go, "Yeah, you play Jim Gordon and you play Batman. You
absolutely.
Like you deserve to be on this with these other people." And I think it really struck him that like because he was Batman in Frank Miller's Batman Year
right,
One.
Right,
and
right.
So he was really like, "Well, the only space left is the forehead. So when I sign it, like, that's it. Like, it's front and center, Ben McKenzie." And I said, "It's good. I love, like, I really love the show. Yeah. And I love that movie. It's good. So don't worry about it." So it was cool. He was really taken aback, I think, from that. Like, a
very
lot.
Self-conscious.
Yeah. He was really like, "Are you sure?
You're going to ruin his face
with my signature.
Literally
me.
Going to deface this pop now.
Yeah. Me.
This dolly.
Ben McKenzie. I will ruin this." Yeah. And so that was pretty much the pop. Picked up on things. Picked up this Dracula Batman,
which
TV
is so
that
cool.
I'm wearing. It's the Batman 66 logo, but it says Dracula.
I'll see if I can find it or take a picture of you and even in it and put it in the show notes.
Sure, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And with the Supergirl pop, if you wanted to.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
Yeah, and I think that's actually it. I bought a Star Labs sweatshirt.
Oh, cool.
They were kind of like packing up and they were like, you know, buy, that's a cheapie. Yeah, right.
How'd they say that? Buy, it's a cheapie.
Buy, it's a cheapie. And I was like, ooh, they don't know what they're talking about. I'll take one. Yeah.
I was like my grandfather.
Yeah.
Hey, buy,
hey,
it,
buy it the cheapie.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Any commissions this year?
No, I actually brought the book. I brought my commissions book.
You should tell the audience about this book.
Oh, so when I go to cons, I always bring my I have an art book that I have to do commissions. So I have a Eddie Barrows, Tim Drake, Robin. I have a Freddie Williams II, Dr. Fate. I have a Stephanie Brown Batgirl by a guy named Zeke, who I cannot remember his. You remember Zeke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's out in Brockton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I can't remember his whole name. But
okay.
He was real nice guy. But I brought it, and there were people like Art Adams was there, and, you know, who's a really big – Tim Seeley was doing commissions. There are a lot of people doing commissions, but nothing that I really wanted to spend my money on because commissions are –
they're
commissions
pricey.
Are expensive.
They are definitely pricey.
Enrique Savory Jr. That's right. Okay, good.
Because I have a couple of his
– Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so nothing this year. I brought it, and I didn't bring it back on Sunday because I knew all – like, because all those signatures from all those people, like, cost me 30, yeah. 40, 50 bucks.
Right.
So, and, you know, you got to plan for con season, I guess, that
you
way.
Do.
So, and Freddie Williams II and Eddie Barrows particularly are – those are big comic names. Eddie mm-hmm. Barrows is on Superman right
yep.
now. No, he's on Action Comics
on
right
action.
Now.
He
no,
has been, he has been
he's
a
on
Superman.
Detective Comics right now. He's on Detective.
You're right. He's on Detective right, with, yes.
Right now.
But he has been on Superman or, I don't know.
Yeah,
before,
he had been on Superman.
He had been on Superman.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
He did the War of the Superman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
then even before New 52, he did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, War of the Superman is new before the New 52.
Yes. Sorry,
yeah.
Yes.
Freddie Williams II was, he just did the Batman Ninja Turtles crossover, which was awesome. I highly
That's
recommend it.
Crazy.
Ra's al Ghul and the Shredder team up.
Of course.
Like, all you
amazing.
Really need to know about how awesome that book was.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
In the Technodrome alone.
I don't think the Technodrome was in it, actually. But the Shredder
Batman.
But the Shredder in Arkham Asylum is equally as fun.
Oh, that's a nice
yeah.
So did Batman and the Turtles actually like team up? Did they eat pizza together? If you have to think about it, then
no, I don't want to. I don't know. Yeah, they do. I just
does
spoil
Batman
it.
Eat pepperoni?
I couldn't tell you. I don't remember. This came out a couple months ago. Like, I read other stuff. You know.
Okay.
I'm reading Native Son right now. You know, that's kind of occupying my brain. Unfortunately. So I think did I miss anything? Because I texted
you
guys
a
bit. But.
Yeah. Not that you told us. I was super jealous when I saw your pictures with Sierra Renee and Daniel
Pennebaker. And John Barrowman I took a picture with.
Oh, I didn't see that one online,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, that was probably our best one because he has longer arms than I do, so he held the camera.
So he just embraced you. Oh, the
yeah,
camera.
He embraced
oh, right.
me.
Yeah.
I wish he embraced me. He's a funny man.
Strapping
funny man. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a really good con. I actually, no offense to going with people, I actually really liked going by myself.
Sure.
Yeah, because...
Right, Dan, do you want to go?
Yeah, it seems like that's what's going to happen.
Well,
sounds like it.
You don't have to worry about like, well, I want to meet this person.
Right.
I want to stand
totally.
In line. I'm
totally.
You just yeah, right. So if you go around and do the whole thing, you know this. Oh, know who I forgot on Friday? I went to a panel.
Oh,
I went to Remembering Darwin Cook. Actually,
oh, how was that?
It was really really nice. Jimmy Palmiotti. MC'd it, and Brian Azzarello sat on the panel, and there were a couple other guys who I can't remember right now. Dan DiDio was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he came for the week. He co-publisher of DC Comics. There you go.
Wow,
he's a big deal.
He's a big deal, and he lives on the West Coast now.
Yeah, they're out in California.
Did he come for that? Panel?
He came for the weekend, but there was also a comic proprietor's dinner with him on Sunday.
Okay.
And so I think he came for the whole thing, but he didn't sit on the panel. He sat in the audience.
Oh, I see.
And so he was there, like a bunch of the creators who like weren't on the panel with Scott Snyder sat with his wife in the thing. He was there. I'd met him previously.
Yeah.
So, and his line got cut off before I could have him sign my Batman pop. Unfortunately, so
Ben McKenzie
real estate anyway,
his cape is wide open.
That's true.
His cape's wide open. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, him and Greg Capullo were both there.
Oh, wow.
So, but yeah, there was a bunch of people there. So, of course, like Jimmy talks incessantly, real funny guy, but so does Dan DiDio. So they're like yelling back and forth at one another. But I'll share a story with you to kind of wrap all this up.
All right.
So Darwin Cook, DC New Frontier, Jonah Hex, bunch of stuff. And Catwoman. So the Parker books, whatever else. I recommend anything that he did. He died of cancer a couple months ago.
A couple months ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're just doing a bit like that John Mulaney thing where he's like, anyway, that
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, so I mean, that ball.
You switched the samples!
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that ballroom.
Anyway, that ballroom. So Jimmy's yelled out, Provasic!
So you could get Provasic!
Yeah, so there's a picture of, on the slideshow. Fantastic.
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, what accent is that supposed to be? Yeah. There's a slideshow going, and Darma Cook's there, and there's one him in a Winnie the Pooh outfit, like head to toe Winnie the Pooh outfit, and somebody in the audience was like, please explain that picture. You know, like, and so Jimmy says, so we're at the we're at our writer's retreat where they all get together and they like bang out stories for the next year and what's going to happen, big things coming, all that stuff. And they find this, Winnie the Pooh costume for $5. And so Darwin buys it and sneaks into Dan DiDio's room in the middle of the night.
Like his hotel room?
Yeah. In the costume, crawls on top of him.
Oh my God.
And wakes him up and says, shh, don't be afraid.
Did Dan DiDio tell the story?
No, he didn't.
Oh,
actually,
my God.
Somebody else.
No, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, Dan was just lying. I don't think he could control himself, actually. It was tremendous.
That's
tremendously
fantastic.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So funny. It was a great... I saw Jimmy afterwards. He and Amanda Connor were both there, but I also met them previously. So, but they were... Jimmy was walking out, and so I actually... Great panel. And he was, you know, like, oh, thanks for coming. This is a lot. You know, he's a good friend, you know. So, it was nice.
Nice.
It was a really nice panel.
Nice.
And so, but that story killed me. He did it to somebody else, too, and I can't remember what. But, like, the second time, he, like, put his hand over the guy's mouth. But his, like, Winnie the Pooh mitten.
Right.
Yeah. Awful.
Shh, don't speak.
Yeah. So, I'm sure there's more that I have forgotten, but I think I'm pretty much, that was pretty much it.
That's a sign of a good con, that so much happened you can't even remember it all in a couple days. So,
yeah.
Well, you had a good time.
For free. Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
I mean, breaking stuff down it's a lot of work.
Oh, sure. You earned your way in.
I didn't get dinner on Friday until 10 p.m. And then I didn't get home on Sunday until 9:30, I think, something like that, from breaking everything down. Con's over at 6.
Yeah. So you put in a fair amount of work there.
Yeah, I put in my work for it. But
did they empty the entire room?
Yeah.
Between days?
No.
Oh,
no, no, no,
so
no,
you're
no.
You're just packing stuff up in between.
Yeah, when the con's over, and I kind of help them finish up and do whatever, because they were kind enough to give me the ticket in the first place.
Sure.
And so so I didn't mind doing that. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So it was
awesome.
It was a really, really good con. I hope people at home or wherever they're listening heard all of this with this microphone. So is the real
fine.
Hope. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be good. There's going to be bursts of us like laughing incessantly loud. Unless Frank just edits all of the laughs out.
The
audio.
Saddest episode ever.
Yeah. None of Tim's jokes land.
just cut every
just
laugh.
Just crickets
out.
Every time.
Fantastic. Yeah, so that's my story.
Cool.
Excellent. Cool.
Like you had a great time.
Cool.
It does sound like you had a great time.
Yeah,
I wish we could have been there, but
yeah.
You know, you're going alone better anyway, so whatever.
Hey, well, I believe last time we went to the con together, you guys left me in line anyway.
That is very true.
It's
I will do it again.
Yeah. No regrets.
Yeah. So
no regrets.
It's easy enough to walk around by yourself. But I mean, also, when there's downtime and you're not ready to leave, that's when you kind of wish you had somebody to, you know, hang. Luckily, actually, I had a friend there who was also walking around. Actually, did you guys meet him last year? My friend Pat, he had a table. Might have gone over to him. I can't.
He's an artist, right?
Yeah. He didn't have a table this year. He just went for fun.
Nice.
So I actually hung out with some of his other artist friends that were there, which were pretty cool. It was a lot. It was cool.
Cool.
So it was hot, though, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was so hot in Boston this past weekend. So, like, the people were melting. The cosplayers were melting. But, yeah, that was really successful. But guys, thanks for listening, because this is what I would have done with you without the microphone.
That's
anyway.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly
so
right. In the true spirit of Beer with Geeks. Well,
yes.
People can find us on the internet.
People can find us on Gmail and Twitter and Facebook at Beer with Geeks. They mm-hmm. can rate and review us on Google Play, iTunes, Podcast, Satchel, Overcast, all places that places that podcast is found. BeerWithGeeks.com.
Mm-hmm. ThoughtBubbleAudio.com.
ThoughtBubbleAudio.com, where you can also check out Frank's new podcast.
That's right.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. The Marketers Next Door. It's a podcast that I do with my my fiancé, future wife. We were both
thank you for explaining what a fiancé is.
You're very welcome. we both do social media marketing. So we have a podcast about social media. We're just going to talk about topics, things that are happening in the news. It's going to be out regularly. MarketersNextDoor.com for that one. You can find Supergirl TV Talk as well, where Tim and I talk about the CW show Supergirl.
Yep.
It's off season right now, but we're still doing like sort of monthly episodes.
Yep, but you can catch it on CW every Monday.
That's
if
right.
If you haven't watched it, you can catch up.
And you can live tweet with us too.
Indeed. Okay.
Cool.
Well, all for one and one for all, because there's that many bottles around us. So until next time.
Cheers.
You guys made me clink.